there is a subtle but important connection that links three apparently different digital phenomena. The email newsletter that has reemerged recently as an important fundamental communications method after we thought social media would dominate. The surprising popularity of short form video across different platforms and the ability of infographics to capture our attention as we look at the details of the phenomena they analyze and represent. The link that connects these three is interoperability or lack of, and human effort in creating genuine connections. My name is David Orban, and this is The Context. Social media promised unfettered access to our networks, whether professional or personal. We eagerly connected relationships, friends, relatives, our families on the various platforms. And as new platforms were born, we adopted them in order to experiment and understand their similarities and differences relative to the ones that came before. There are dominant social networks today, but they are invariably exposing us to their downsides, whether it is algorithmic exploitation or simply the fact that as our networks become numerous, the feed of updates that each platform represents just cannot humanly transfer the information in its entirety and necessarily has to be filtered based on criteria that may not be completely transparent to each of us. The dissatisfaction with this and the inability of the platforms to gain and maintain the trust of the users leads to the phenomena of new ones emerging and the experimentation, but also very naturally maintaining the old ones while we understand if the new ones work. And as a consequence, cross-posting what we want to share from one to the next. It would be ideal to be able to maintain our identities and make sure that the information is available at the highest possible granularity from one platform to the next. For example, if I include a URL linking to a website in my post, I expect that URL to be, well, at least clickable, but also, if possible, when I embed or point to the post from another platform, I want that URL to be clearly visible. That is not at all happening. And similarly, other things that one would expect and intuitively feel valuable are impossible on today's platforms. Here is another example. I am at David Orban on most platforms. But if you post and tag me, the post embedded on another platform will completely lose its ability to actively point to my profile on the new platform. Let alone if, for whatever reason, my profile account on the new platform happens not to be the same as on the originating one. Our identities are fragmented and interoperability in the posts of platforms is completely lost. email emerged exactly because it is the protocol underlying it, SMTP, Simple Mail Transfer Protocol, is interoperable, is universally accepted by every mail server and mail client. It hasn't been broken, it hasn't been made proprietary by the platforms. And when I write an email, the subject line, the body of the email will be faithfully delivered to your inbox. Now, nothing is perfect. It could still happen that it ends up in your spam folder. And of course, you can decide whether to read or not to read the email. However, when you subscribe to my newsletter, the email address is going to be mine. The relationship is going to be maintained even if I change the newsletter provider. That is what I recently did, moving from MailChimp to Substack. And, well, if in the future I will move to another newsletter provider again, the list of subscribers receiving it will be something that I own and that I will be able to move over. Short form videos are interoperable in a very weird and different sense because they have become so successful, primarily because of TikTok. The other platforms, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, have all copied the ability of posting reels or short videos, whatever they call them. It is the same thing. A video shot vertically that is typically a minute or less. Even if today, paradoxically, TikTok is pushing creators to post videos that are up to 15 minutes, as if it were something very, very new. Well, it is just to really mess with the other platforms and with the creators too. But if you record a video that is 1 minute or less in a vertical form, then you will be able to post it on the various platforms more or less unchanged. Recently, I started doing exactly that, and I'm very proud of having found my TikTok voice. You can check it out on all of those platforms, including YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, X, LinkedIn. I ran a little survey if my LinkedIn followers actually wanted me to post those videos, and the answer was yes, so I'm for the moment doing it. Now, the interoperability of these videos is still not perfect. I cannot tag anyone. Hashtags are working, but I am not particularly fond of them anyway. I am not currently using hashtags to make my videos more discoverable. So we will see. Now, the reason why these videos work, apart from TikTok envy by the other platforms, is linked to the third point that I want to cover today. Infographics. I used to hate them. I really didn't like infographics. And the reason is because often they illustrate data-driven graphics in a very cumbersome manner, where I feel that they subtract rather than add value to what pure data is representing. The silly illustrations, whether they are column charts by hamburgers, which is my favorite worst example, or whatever kind of additional cute little component that hides information rather than visualizing it best. But the fundamental fact that the vast majority of infographics is not interactive. It is a simple JPEG that completely kills by flattening the information your ability to dig deeper. The surprising component, however, that I think contributed to its success is the fact that there was a human effort in creating it. It is hard, or rather it was hard, to create infographics in an automated fashion. So when you see an infographics, you need to invest a little effort in understanding and decoding it, what the charts mean, what is the information component that is purely of entertainment value, and what is the component that actually is illustrating the underlying data. But what you can be really sure about today is that there was someone that invested a similar amount of effort, and probably more, in creating the infographic itself. It is the kind of effort that goes into a video. So if this is true, the test in the coming months is going to be the evolution, which is practically guaranteed, of both videos created by AI as well as infographics created by AI. How will we judge them? Will we treasure them as much as before, or will we learn to discount their value and make it kind of disappear in the background noise in our infosphere in order to be able to keep concentrating on the higher value add human relationships? We will see, and I will be curious in both exploring and actively experimenting with the tools that will make me and you understand what is going on, what is the broader context of the evolution of these tools. Thank you.